Okay, guys, I uploaded this year last night. This morning, Mr. Malin passed the test. He listened, sent me an email. He gets a standing ovation. Here we go, guys. It's Chizuk. Hello, Mr. Malin. Mr. Malin passed the test. Okay.
That was a standing O.
Now, I'm not mentioning names. The other two boys, I'm not going to mention names. He did it right away this morning.
No, the other guys just didn't have their iPhones on.
It could be. It could be. Oh, very nice. All right. So today, it's been a while. Monday. Okay. Okay. Now, you have to have English halacha svarim in your house. That's just the way it is. There's no other option. Because we don't know everything. You've got to have good halacha svarim in your house. Basically, here are the names. Number one, there's Rav Bodner, Shlita. He wrote the book on Hilchos Brachos. It's a fabulous sefer. It's the best way to learn Hilchos Brachos. You've got to know Hilchos Brachos in your life.
The black one. Here we go. You've got to know Hilchos Brachos. Anyone for Hilchos Brachos. Rav Bodner's Hilchos Brachos book. He basically follows the Mishnah Berurah with the Gedolei HaPoskim. Excellent sefer to learn Hilchos Brachos. Excellent. Now, there's Rabbi Forst. Rabbi Forst from, I think Rabbi Forst, Rav Bodner Shlita. Rav Forst wrote a book in Hilchos Brachos. It's a good sefer. Rav Forst wrote tremendous two svarim on kashrus. Kashrus in the kitchen and Hilchos Kashrus. You have to have this to know the basics. Well, my wife is going to know. Yeah, she'll know that. But you have to know it too. You've got to know these things. This is a must have. To look things up, something comes up in the house, you want to have Rav Bodner's Svarim. He has Brachos, he has the Kazayas book, very important sefer, the Kazayas book. And then you have Rabbi Forst, and he has Kashrus, he has Hilchos Nida. Rav Forst has two books on Hilchos Nida, very, very good. Normally Hilchos Nida, you ask Shilas to your Rav, normally, but sometimes you got to look things up. Rabbi Zibalovsky wrote an excellent book on Hilchos Nida as well. You should have that as well. That's Rav Forst. The green ones are Rav Forst. Very thorough. Any Shiloh that comes up, again, you normally ask Shilohs, but sometimes you might not be able to ask a Shiloh. It's Shabbos or something. You have to have the basics available. Rabbi Forst. Then you have Rav Shimon Eider. Rav Shimon Eider has excellent Svarim in Halacha. You must have all of them. You have to. This is an expensive day. He has Hilchos Shabbos. He has Hilchos Pesach. He has the laws of the 3 weeks. He has Hanukkah. He has Nida as well. They're fabulous Svarim. He was one of the first to start this new genre of halacha in English with footnotes on the bottom. And they've been republished very nicely by... Oh! Feldheim, okay, good. Well, by Feldheim. Enough said. Shimon Eider, Eider. He was Nifter a few years ago. What? I'm sure. Yeah, he. Among other things, he did was he was one of the ones who asked Rav Moshe dozens and dozens of Shilas Halacha Lemaisa, and that a lot of Rav Moshe's famous Pesukim in Hilchos Shabbos came to us because of him, because he asked them all the important Shilas. So you want to have this farm around in your house, Rav Shimon Eider. So you have Rav Bodner, Rav Eider, Rabbi Forst. Then you have Rav Simcha Bunim HaKohen. Shabbos home, the Shabbos kitchen. You know those farim? The radiance of Shabbos? They're fabulous. The Shabbos kitchen, my Rebbe, Rabbi Einemar Zatzal, taught the 12th grade girls Hilchos Shabbos from the Shabbos kitchen. So obviously, it's a great way to learn halacha. Now, when I was younger... So guys, you have this. You have these to start with. Then you have a lot. Oh, and of course, Rav Ribiat Sefer. You know the four volumes of Hilchos Shabbos. You start reading through it at some point. The Lamechos Melachos books, because most of us don't know enough. You have to have these books around in your house to look things up, to the basics. Your kids will ask you a question. You're not sure. You look it up. Okay. So these are the basics. When I was younger, I learned Rav Eider, and I said, "Whoa, he's a machmir and everything." That's because I didn't know anything. So I thought it was... Rav Eider is very balanced. Very balanced. And a lot of these Svarim, they're very balanced. Now, what happens is, sometimes though, English Svarim tend to be a little machmir, because they're nervous people will take them too far. So here's the way to learn halacha in English. You read the English Sefer, and you have a notebook on the side. Whenever you read something that sounds a little strange, you write it down. And then once a week, or once every 2 weeks, you send Rav Korn Shlit an email saying, Rebbe, do we do this? Do we do this? Like a list of 10 things, or someone else that you trust in halacha. That's what you do. That's how you learn halacha from English Sefer. Sometimes they lean a little chumrah. Anything that sounds to you, and you have a notebook. You have halacha, you have your sefer, and you have a notebook. And with the notebook, you check with a Rebbe just to double check. It's a great way to learn halacha. Got it? Aside from this, you must have in your house Rav Neustadt's Svar, Rav Neustadt's Shlita. The weekly halacha discussion, 2 volumes, blue. The monthly halacha discussion, green. The daily halacha discussion, brown. It's good for the shelf. It looks nice on the shelf. Great way to learn halacha. He takes a topic, he gives you the whole story. He gives you all the opinions. It's hard to paskin because he gives you, but he gives you enough to know how to ask the shaila. He quotes everyone. He quotes all the makil opinions too. I had a friend who was a little cynical. He called him the weekly kula discussion. That was the way, but I didn't say that, but yes. Okay, but exactly. Anyway, it's the weekly lacha discussion. So guys, you have to, have these things available in your house. And these are some of the basics. You see, halacha sefer that in English, yeah, you know, you have to, the halachas of Kazayas, that's a great, you have to have that book in your house. Very important sefer to have, to know the basics of what to do. All right. Aside from that, Sfarim in Hebrew will do Bezat Hashem another time. The basic halacha Sfarim in Hebrew, that's going to be a little more expensive. Because once you include Yalkut Yosef, which you must include, so already you got the 25 Sfarim already there going. You have to have Yalkut Yosef, Ashkenazim too. You must have Yalkut Yosef in your house. We'll discuss why. There's no, you have to have in your house. It's so good. We'll talk about it a different time. Okay, guys, so that's...
You must have a very good job.
That's that. Correct. Oh, so we discussed that. All right, guys, listen, we're going to stop here. All right, that was... There's a new series of halacha books in English, Guidelines, and they're fabulous. Rav Barkley and Yeager Shlita really present halacha very clearly in question-answer form. And what not everyone knows is, in the back, they give a source for everything they say. It's a Mishnah Brura, it's a recent sefer that quotes Rav Yashiv, it's something. So it's not they're saying things. They have a source for everything. So it's a very good and quick way to learn a lot of halacha clearly. It's a wonderful, wonderful set to have around the house. There's another sefer that's good to have around the house in English. It's called Made in Heaven by Rav Aryeh Kaplan, Zatzal. We'll discuss him, Bezat Hashem, a different time. This sefer is halacha and hashkafa. It gives you the whole background of the wedding ceremony. And when you're engaged and you want to really know what's going on at the wedding ceremony, it's a wonderful sefer to have and to use. But I will discuss, we'll have a whole section at Rav Aryeh Kaplan, Bezrat Hashem, at a different time. Okay, we'll stop here for the English halacha svar. Obviously, this list is not exhausted. They're exhaustive. There are many other important halacha svarim. There is a Morning in Halacha, which is a very good sefer, comprehensive on Hilchos Aveilus. There's the famous Muksa book and Chol Moed book that have been around for many years, and others. In general, it's very important to have English Halacha Sfarim in the house to look things up, to know what to do. Okay, we'll stop here.